good factoy does everything willingly, even a little bit of cheekiness. Also very dreamy, my thoughts coalesce after the need to plug everyone's ears from that screaming orgasm. You're going to be a hard habit to break, and a sad feeling fleetingly comes over me. So I dismiss that thought. I don't want to consider that. Not when we can feel like this. Use the word shriek. I laugh suddenly. Ooh, remembering the fantastic high as my pussy echoes the feeling. When I groan, though, it makes you look puzzled, wondering why I'm laughing and then groaning as if in displeasure. It's okay. There's no need to thank me in words, my lovely fuck toy. No. I can see by the way you try to please me that you are enjoying what I ask. Stroke your face. It makes me sit up and I look down at you. I have echoes. Echoes of the strongest orgasms. And I moan when it happens. That's what you heard. There. Be calmer for a moment, but listen. First, you are a very good fucktoy to want to know how to say thank you. But you will please me and make me the happiest if you say nothing but simply yes. Or possibly as you wish, my queen. I like that one. Just for less, you know, repetitiveness. It's because your place is to be there when I ask and nothing else. Not here. Here in the room, the place where I fuck you. This bedroom. This is my domain, do you understand? Do you? Do you? Let me see. You do not need to think or talk or choose where to stand or to sit. You just be. Shh. Just be there. Ready, waiting, anxious, and keen to anticipate my every whim. You're looking puzzled, but you are learning the way to be with me. Not with some dominatrix on a film or a book. With me. This is my bed, and you are my toy. My bedroom pet. Like a little bird in a cage, waiting to sing his song for me, for my ears only. Your body is for my use. Your skin is for my touch. Your hands go where I say, where I say. Yes, that's right. This cock is hard, and this cock is smooth and strong. And it only comes when I say it will. Yes, that's right. It may only harden and dribble when I squeeze it a little. I touch it. You shiver a little when I squeeze it, don't you? Do you like that feeling? Waiting to be allowed inside me. Your eyes glint. You think about the quim of a queen, the hot cunnilingus of a juicy cunt. This cock needs to ache, doesn't it? You need to be told what to do, and only for me. And this mouth, your mouth, it ached when you were under there, while I used my toy, while I used you. It excited you to be my pleasure, didn't it? You see here, there's no thinking, no pressure. You just need to be that red blooded male, full of need, and empty your mind, because your mind is mine. You belong to me while you're here. You don't need any thoughts, because I will tell you exactly what to do. And this mouth is empty. It belongs to me. It's empty of words or of questions, empty of need except to please eagerly. And then I'll tell you to fill it. See my fingers? Open your mouth. Let me paint your lips. Wait, don't lick. Suck the tips of my fingers softly. Yes. You can only nod because your mouth is busy. And that's how you need to be here. Here between these silky sheets, silently accepting your fate as my sex slave. Suck my fingers in deeper. Good. You can be a little slow, a little reluctant. You're still learning. Yes, you can pull on your silk restraints. You can push and pull, but you may not refuse. The moment you walk through the bedroom door, you belong to me. Do you see the moment you enter this bedroom, you are accepting the fate of a fuck toy. I will take care of you here. Make sure I come all over you, every which way, every day, every visit. It will all be what I wish it to be. And go and wash your face. Don't forget to knock on the door before you come back, before you choose to come back inside.